if you're playing the movie on a telephone, you were never in a trillion year experience the film. You think you've experienced it, but you'll be cheated. It's such a sadness that you think that you've seen a film on your fucking telephone. Get real.
You know, I'm kind of glad we lost the first recording because we fucking forgot to talk about that.
We did. Welcome to this episode of Spoiler Cast of Midnight Misconduct. I'm Andrew, and I'm in the house like carpet.
What? We have to talk about that.
With me, I have Brent, who's like Chef Bardi because his rhyme is truly cooking.
What the fuck are you talking
about? This bit is incomprehensible to anyone but us two who were there for the original recording of this episode.
It's fine, right? I was going to drink a cup of Kool-Aid, not a big glass of wine. Anyways.
I mean, I have rum next to me, but that's it.
So this is our second recording of this episode.
Yeah.
Because Sony Vegas hates me.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, and I forgot to record a backup recording.
So, we got two memes out of the way from the first recording.
Yeah, we got those out of the way. Yeah. Who knows if we'll land on the same memes again.
Yeah, maybe.
But, maybe, yeah.
I think we should talk about the Mario movie first.
We should talk about the Mario movie. By the way, this is a double spoiler cast for Mario movie and the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah.
Did you notice something about Luigi's actor? Did he seem like kind of drunk to you?
Shut the fuck up. Why are you stealing my bit?
I like Charlie Day as Luigi.
No, Charlie Day wasn't Luigi.
What?
You motherfucker.
What?
Okay, so the joke in the original recording is I asked Andrew, I'm like, did Luigi's actor seem drunk to you? He's like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, well, no, Charlie Day seemed fine. I'm like, Charlie Day, what are you talking about? I mean, John Leguizamo was clearly drunk in that movie. Because I watched the 1993 Mario Brothers movie the day that we recorded this originally.
And this is my revenge for trying to be gaslit. Fuck you, Brent.
Riven, have you seen the 1993 movie?
I have. That movie's weird.
That movie's a bizarre, like Blade Runner clone almost.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was a better role for John Leguizamo in the Mario movie, or do you think he played better in blackface in The Pest?
I'm going to go ahead and say Italian face, a little better than blackface. John Leguizamo, may he rest in peace. You did a really good job in that movie whenever he wasn't drunk.
I mean, he's no squeegee, but, you know.
Right.
Who's the other actor who played Mario in that movie? Wasn't he like
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob Hoskins is really good.
Hey, Riven, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the Super Hornier Brothers?
That neurons are activating. I swear to God, I know what that is.
It's the 1993 Mario porn parody that Nintendo owns.
Yeah, I remember learning that trivia.
Yeah.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, what is it? It's Hornio and Squeegee.
Yeah.
Are the two characters.
Where Ron Jeremy plays Squeegee, who's supposed to be Mario, but his name is Squeegee. Yeah. And the Luigi is Hornio.
Yeah, I forgot we talked about that on our original recording.
Yeah, with King
Cooper. We have to talk about pornography.
Yeah. Yeah, we never talk about pornography on this podcast. I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe we had a hentai rabbit hole and then in an Inspiracy TV or a spoiler cast at some point.
Oh, God, I forgot we did that one.
These are jokes that were taken too far.
Yeah, anyway, the 1993 movie is kind of bad, but interesting. I found out when I watched it that there is a director's cut that leaked, like, last year that adds 20 more minutes of footage.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I should check that version out. Apparently, it makes the movie a bit better.
Huh.
So.
I remember. I saw that movie like a couple months ago, and when I was a kid, I watched it. I remember it being confusing.
It is really confusing. It has really good like practical effects though, and I like some of the costume design.
Yeah. Monkey.
Why?
Main
Yoshi's a tiny shitty dinosaur.
The dude who gets turned into a Goomba is the dude who directed the music for Redneck Rampage.
What the fuck? Yeah. Okay.
What a twist.
Very bizarre connection there.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. I did not expect that.
He had a very short-lived acting career.
Yeah, that was the 1993 movie, but we're talking about the 2023 one.
Hell yeah.
30 years later, they got it right.
Yeah.
Illumination did it. They made a not-shit movie.
Whoa. I haven't seen any of their other movies.
Despicable Me 1 is fine.
Hey, remember when they made the Lorax and then they used it in a car commercial?
Wait, they made the Lorax?
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
With Taylor Swift in it.
Yeah, it had a...
Swift is in it?
Yeah, yeah. The one, there is a Tumblr sexy man.
Oh, don't talk about
remember the fucking
Onceler?
Onceler.
Stop. Don't talk about the Onceler.
Listen, it's important.
It's important to the Lord.
Anyway.
To the Onceler.
Yeah, you know... yeah, the Super Mario Bros. Movie 2023 was pretty good. I got to the theater, threw up a Mushconda forever, because I'm like, finally, Black Panther for gamers.
I believe you mean Black Cougar, Brent. But,
yeah, Black Cougar.
My
yeah.
theater experience was great, because I'm over 21, and I bought a gin and tonic to watch during the Mario Bros. Movie, while the children behind me couldn't have alcohol.
The theater I went to also served alcohol, but not available when we saw the film.
Fucked up. I also watched John Wick 4 right after.
That's fair.
Oh, hey, man, that's a fucking good pick.
It's a good pairing, like wine and cheese.
Yeah. It's going to be a good pairing, just like Oppenheimer and Barbie.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait, because me and all my friends were getting tickets for both that night. Yeah.
But are you getting your tickets for Shin Kamen Rider, though?
Once they put them up.
I mean, there's some up for me, but it's like an hour away, and I'm really debating if I want to do it.
Oh, yeah, you're in a smaller town.
I mean, I'm actually in the third largest city in the state, but my theater is shitty. And won't,
yeah.
Yeah, so I have to go to the small town to find the film.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
There's like three theaters in my town, and one of them is right next to my work.
But we'll have Shin Kamen Rider.
Maybe it's like I forget what theater brand it is actually. I'll figure out if they have Shin Kamen Rider. They had Godzilla Night one.
Do you have to go to the fucking Regal Theater and watch that god awful opening crawl?
No, Jesus, no, I don't have to do that.
Okay, do you have the AMC where you get to watch, what's her name?
No.
Be like, we come here for movies.
We come.
Yeah, anyway, the Super Mario Bros. Movie, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I don't remember my whole rant about how I was on the fucking Nintendo and Miyamoto and their conspiracy.
Is it about how Mario was playing Kid Icarus?
I think, I don't remember. Yeah.
They should they should make a Kid Icarus film and cast who plays Thor in the MCU?
Chris Evans? No.
No.
Christopher Hemsworth.
Yeah, they should cast him.
No, they need to cast Tom Holland as both Kid Icarus and Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Don't cast him as Link.
Oh, God.
Tom Holland as Link
would think
be
about
bad.
Yeah, that would be pretty terrible.
Brent, that was your suggestion for the last recording. Fuck you.
Hey, now,
there's no evidence of this.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I said that's what they're probably going to do.
I don't know. I feel like Nintendo has more brain power than that.
I don't know. It's Nintendo.
Yeah, they did cast Chris Pratt.
Which, I mean, Chris Pratt's fine in the Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah.
It's Seth Rogen that's the problem.
Yeah.
Literally, like, fucking every time he started talking, I'm like, that's not Donkey Kong. Who is this?
I didn't have that
I was
problem.
Fine when he was talking. When he was laughing, though.
Seth Rogen laugh.
But, yeah, the Super Mario Bros. Movie was pretty good. What do you guys think of the Mario family that they introduced?
They're nice. They're fine.
I like that Charles Martinet played the dad. And
that is fun.
Yeah.
I like Spike just being a jackass from Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, he's great.
That is pretty good, yeah. Yeah, like, because it starts off in Brooklyn.
Oh, wait, just remembered my whole rant, right?
Go.
So it's Punch Out fucking Pizzeria, right? They got the fucking boxers on the wall, right, where he's playing the Jumpman, which Jumpman is just a Mario in this movie universe of Mario, right? But so, okay. I'm wondering if Punch Out's still a fucking game in the universe, but they're all licensed boxers, like Mike Tyson.
And Donkey Kong.
Maybe, but... That was my whole
That's
rant
how we
that
get a
Punch down.
Out movie. Donkey Kong comes to Brooklyn, joins a boxing circuit.
I mean, he already showed up in Brooklyn. That's at the end of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, he'll stay this time.
Oh, he's going to stay this time. He's going to date Pauline.
And kidnap her and take her to the top of the building.
Oh, we're going to have a Mario versus Donkey Kong movie.
You know what? I can see
that. That could go hard. And would it be like the original Mario Bros., or would it be like those ones where you have to get like the little toy Marios?
Yeah, do the GBA one, because that also has Pauline.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I like the opening stuff in Brooklyn. I like that shitty commercial that they have.
That's so good.
The Super Mario Bros. Super Show.
Hey, Mario Bros., why won't you come to fucking Staten Island? We're New Yorkers, too.
I like the shitty commercial that they have, and then the pacing kind of gets really fast.
Yeah.
I'm glad it has fast pacing. If it slowed down, it would have been a much worse film.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, you know, we got to talk about the most important part of the movie.
80s music?
where we see a realistically animated panic attack.
80s music?
Okay, yeah, the second part is the 80s music.
I didn't even consider that a panic attack. He just got the shit wrecked out of him.
No, I'm making fun of...
I know.
Fucking, yeah, I'm making fun of weirdos on Twitter that are like, oh my god, Mario, he's having a panic attack. I feel so seen. It's like, shut the fuck up. I think he's just tired.
I'm like, he got his shit wrecked. He needs to take a minute.
Sir, they've animated a second panic attack in a movie. Yeah, so they fuck around in Brooklyn for a bit.
The sequence where Mario's just going through the New York obstacle course while Luigi falls on his ass is pretty good.
That is good, yeah. There's a couple of good moments like that.
I like how it's framed, it's like a 2D side-scroller platformer.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like in this movie it truly establishes Luigi is always in Luigi Mansion mode.
Yeah.
Okay, the Luigi's Mansion movie is going to go pretty hard.
It will.
Finally, Charlie Day will have his own movie.
People are going to want to fuck the booze.
They already do.
I mean, more people now.
I mean...
People want to fuck that Boo from Paper Mario.
Listen, they'll animate Big Boo with realistically jiggly tongue, and it'll awaken something in the children.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's not wrong. This is how fetishes are formed.
Damn you, Nintendo, with your woke agenda.
First Bud Light, now Nintendo, fucking indoctrinating our kids.
Oh, have you not seen those thumbnails where it's like, woke Nintendo?
Yeah, I've seen that, and then the movie's successful, and they're like, oh, well, this movie's anti-woke, actually. It's like, shut the fuck up.
It's very dumb.
Anyway. Yeah, so they fuck around in Brooklyn for a bit. They repair someone's sink, and a very illumination sequence happens.
Did anyone else get reminded of Muttley the dog?
Who the fuck is Muttley the dog?
Dick Wacky Races.
Dastardy's dog from the Scooby-Doo movie.
Well,
also he's Wacky Races.
More than that.
Yes, but from Scoob, the hit film Scoob, that's also set up a multiverse that's never going to happen.
That movie Scoob, I heard, fucking sucks.
That was alright.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked like Muttley to me. It was weird.
Yeah, it's a sequence I feel like would be in that other movie that Illumination made, Secret Life of Pets.
Seeing them advertise Secret Life of Pets and all the clips they use are none of the ones with Louis C.K. because he's the main character.
Yeah. It's like, huh, I wonder why Louis C.K. didn't come back for the sequel. Wait! Did they recast him as?
No, I believe the sequel happened right before the allegations.
No, they did recast him. Patton Oswalt is now Max.
So
that what? That's weird.
So yeah, that's a weird choice. So quick question: okay. With the possible Persona 3 remake, are they going to recast Junpei?
Yes, they are.
Oh, he's Vic Mignogna?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then very dumb people will be like, "Where's the soul?"
No. You see, what's going to happen in the Persona 3 remake is they're going to move a trash can 2 centimeters to the left, and then they're going to be like, oh, it's fucking ruined. There's no soul.
They took out the homophobia. There's no soul.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Kroby Cat's going to make a video where he jacks up the decibels in the original game to make the new one seem bad.
That YouTube video of Resident Evil 4 Soul versus Soul has popped up, and I'm like, and I just beat the game. I'm like, has he just lost his mind? Like,
yeah, look, Andrew, do you know the video that we're talking about?
No.
Okay, so there's a YouTuber called Kroby Cat, mm-hmm. and his whole thing is he makes comparisons mm-hmm. to, like, video games. Like, it could be, like, pre-launch and then post-launch, or it's, like, Far Cry 2 versus Far Cry 5 and stuff
like
that.
And it makes sense for, like, Ubisoft shit, or, like, the Watchdog comparisons of launch trailer versus final product.
Mm-hmm. The Halo one is a really good one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he makes this one for Resident Evil 4, the original and the remake, mm-hmm. and he's trying to say, oh, the original Resident Evil 4 has so much better atmosphere in, like, audio design, but what he did is, in post, he boosted the decibels of the original, so you hear all of, like, the wind blowing and everything, and then every time it cuts to the remake, it's still at, like, the original audio level, so it sounds really quiet. And it's like, what kind of point are you trying to make here?
He's just afraid of the mouse pussy. Because that's all I know about Resident Evil 4 is that she's a mouse or some shit, I don't know.
Listen, it's Mouse-ly, and she's really adorable.
Really, Leon? She was cheese to meet you? Fuck you! Anyway, unfortunately, Mouse-ly Graham is not in the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Aww. That we know of.
Illumination Man. Makes a Resident Evil 4 movie.
I don't want to fucking think about a Resident Evil 4 movie. He's fighting fucking, like, Krauser, and they start playing Take On Me. Instead of a good song in the background,
they start playing I Need a Hero.
That's the only one that fucking works in the Mario movie. Yeah. Just because it was at the training sequence.
Yeah, so during the go-kart sequence, and they fucking replace a song with Take On Me. Riven, have you heard the original song?
Driving Me Bananas.
Take On Me.
Yeah. No. Driving Me Bananas. No,
the original song. Yeah, the original song that was supposed to play until they replaced it.
I have.
Let me find it. Let me find it. I sent it to Andrew the other day when we were first recording this.
It's a bop.
Let's see.
Is it?
Here it is. It's a good fucking song.
All right, let me see this.
Yeah, listen to that.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, there's some sick guitar sounds. Nice riffs, nice riffs. Oh, I can see how this would be infinitely better in that sequence.
Yes, I will also be playing it in the background of this discussion.
Uh-huh.
As well as Burning Man's soul.
Yes, that we'll get. If we somehow land there again, we'll talk about it.
Look.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Like, the. It's so much better than Tape on Me.
Wow, they're using motifs from Mario songs and Donkey Kong.
Dude,
oh my god, this is Donkey Kong Country! Oh my god!
Yeah, the Blu-ray better, like, come with a version.
Yeah, I need an option to slide it in.
Look, I still say the worst offender for me is when they play like 15 seconds of Thunderstruck when they put in the gold curse for no reason.
Yeah, that's weird.
I do like aspects of the go-kart scene, but we'll get there.
Anyway, but yeah, so they're in Brooklyn.
And we get to the bathroom scene where the dog attack them.
We get to the bathroom scene where they almost kill a dog, which...
That would have been a brave choice.
That would have been a very brave choice. It's like, hey, we fixed your sink, but your dog's dead.
Shigeru Miyamoto, famous dog hater.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We killed your dog.
He hates dogs and toads with hats. Surprisingly.
Possibly minorities, but we're not sure about that one.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, the jury's out on that one. But yeah, anyway. So they fuck up that job, you know, and, you know, Mario's depressed. He's not eating his pasta. He's playing Kid Icarus, which is the only thing you do when you're depressed.
Playing Kid Icarus makes you depressed.
Yes. Like, why would you willingly do that to yourself?
Because Kid Icarus is a good game.
No, it's not.
You play Kid Icarus NES to get depressed. You play Kid Icarus 3DS to fuck up your hands.
Kid Icarus 3DS is a base game.
That game... I love the dialogue in that game. I wish it had a normal
control scheme. Ergonomics are better on a 2DS.
Yeah.
Because the corners are actually rounded for your hand.
That makes sense. Okay. Maybe there's a good PC mod for it so I can use a mouse.
There is some emulation stuff people have figured out.
One day there'll be a Switch port.
I don't think there will be, I'll be real.
Probably not.
One day.
But anyway, Mario's depressed and like, oh no, the city's having some water issues, and they're like, Luigi, we can go fix this.
It's an insane amount of flooding that's happening. We're and just like, yeah, the entire city block is full of water. Like, it's the end of Batman.
And it's a really good representation of the American infrastructure system.
I thought you guys were going to say New York in general, but that works too.
New York is just eternally filled with piss and shit.
And people that want to stab you. but yeah, then they find a weird-looking green pipe, and they go into it. Oh, and now they're in the Mushroom Kingdom. And Mario's got to find Luigi.
Yes. And That whole cloud dimension where the tubes connect to is super weird, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like the line where it's just like, as long as we don't get separated, we'll be perfectly fine. Immediately ripped apart.
Yeah, fucking Luigi goes to hell. And then Mario just goes to, like, a perfectly fine-looking forest.
where he meets a guy named after his species. I also had a rant about that, about what kind of person names their child after their species. That's like you have a baby, you name it human. The fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know, maybe Toad's a freak and he changed his name legally.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair, I didn't consider that option. But fuck you anyways, Miyamoto.
Have you considered Toad being a weirdo freak that's like, I love being called human?
Fuck you, Miyamoto. I know I'm on to you. Fuck you.
I mean, I hate Miyamoto for different reasons, but you can have this be your 13th reason.
Do you hate Miyamoto because he won't put hats on toads?
No, I don't like the Paper Mario game so bad.
I mean, Miyamoto is seriously holding like the game industry back because he refuses to change, and ideas he do have are just fucking shit.
He's good on his Pikmin projects.
I imagine he's getting ready to retire because this fucking... He's 70. I don't know if you guys saw. This is the best performing video game movie of all time.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, like, Sonic. Easily.
And he's a producer on this movie. So he's going to get a pretty nice paycheck.
I mean, doesn't he have like eternal royalties from all the games he's worked on?
I have no idea, maybe.
Like, his pension from Nintendo is probably fucking huge.
Yeah, it'd be insane if he wasn't making mega money. Yeah. Just from how much he has contributed, good and bad.
Maybe if he retires, Paper Mario will be good again.
Oh, that'd be great.
They could actually write stories.
Yeah.
Maybe then he can shut the fuck up about trying to put Fire Emblem on Mars. Fuck you, Miyamoto.
What? No, that sounds sick.
That's kind of sound sick.
No.
I'd take a sci-fi Fire Emblem. I might be more interested in playing through them.
No, it doesn't work. Fuck you.
It doesn't work.
That's what That is what Advance Wars is for.
These reincarnating heroes can't be set in a sci-fi universe. Is that what I'm getting?
Okay.
Yes.
Andrew, I see what you're saying about Advance Wars. However, bad shit keeps happening every time one of those games is going to come out and they get delayed. Like, fucking,
we're going to release Advance Wars and World War 3. Damn it.
Okay. See, okay. The reboot camp's supposed to come out on the 21st. Hopefully 9/11/2 doesn't happen and just delays it.
Is that the name of the episode now, Britt? Wishkanda Forever 9/11/2?
Yeah, sure. You know what? That'll be the name of this episode. Mishkanda 9/11 Part 2.
Oh, I have a 9/11 joke for later. Something I said during the movie.
Okay. Oh, okay. You mean like how this game takes place in a post 9/11 world because you see the one Freedom Tower or whatever in their commercial?
9/11 is canonical to the Mario Bros.
When is someone going to be brave and just put the Twin Towers there? Just be like, no, 9/11 doesn't happen in our world.
By realism, though.
But anyway, yeah, well, so now they're...
No, nothing. But yeah.
Okay. They're in the Mushroom Kingdom now. Luigi's in hell. And we did.
Luigi
we
died didn't talk in about 9/11 the opening too. Scene.
Yes. Mistakes and a miracles, Luigi is dead. But we didn't talk about the scene the movie starts with Bowser taking over the Penguin Kingdom.
Yes, that scene's very fun.
Any scene with Bowser, Jack Black steals it.
It's delightful.
He's so fucking good.
I unfortunately missed one of Bowser's scenes because I was in the restroom, but I saw it later.
Why would you piss during the movie?
This is an 80-minute movie. You could probably hold it.
I was drinking a lot.
Bro, it don't fucking matter. Look, can I hold my piss for like a 2.5-hour movie?
I really had to pee.
Go beforehand.
I did.
I forgot you're an alcoholic. Anyways.
Yeah. Jack Black as Bowser's fantastic. The musical number he has is so goddamn catchy.
Peaches.
That clip of him screaming peaches, but it sounds like bitches.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, the movie's pretty good, and Jack Black is fantastic. Let's see where we were
at. Mario entering the Mushroom Kingdom following Toad.
Yes, and Luigi's in hell, and I like the horror bits that they play up with Luigi.
Yes, like those dry bones want to fucking kill him.
Yeah, and the fucking Shy Guys too.
Yeah, fucking weird ass cult members. Was there a snippet as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember seeing a review of some critic being like, I don't understand this Mario stuff. It's just like, man, you're lame / can't just get contextual information about what's going on.
Yeah. Anyway. So Mario ends up in the Mushroom Kingdom and talks to Princess Peach and is like, I need to save my brother.
My brother.
And then she's like, all right, well, do this fucking obstacle course then.
Also, Princess Peach going, a human? It's just funny to me. Like, how'd you get here?
I like how they just made her a princess because she's different.
She's the tall one.
Fucking
she can reach the top shelf.
But yeah, so that's when Holding Out for a Hero plays. Which I thought they would have like saved it for like the end instead of using it at the beginning.
No, the end song they used is good though.
It is good though.
Yeah. Yeah, that is
pretty
good.
I like that entire sequence. Like a lot of the action animation is fun and really expressive and carries a lot of energy.
I like that Mario doesn't like mushrooms, so he almost throws up eating the mushrooms.
It's an okay character. That was
pretty funny, yeah. Yeah. And then, this movie goes really fast, and me and Andrew already talked about it once, so let me know if I start missing shit.
Sure.
But then they have to go to the Donkey Kong Kingdom.
Yes.
To get the Kong army. Yes. And that's
Smash
when
Bros.
The goddamn... where Smash Bros. Happens, when we get the fucking...
We meet Cranky Kong, and he tells Diddy to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Diddy, I'm gonna beat your head in. That's what he said in the movie. It was a weird choice.
What did... Hold on.
What did Miyamoto mean by this?
What was he cooking?
Yeah, also, that part where Bowser screams, I'll kill you, you fucking monkeys. Strange choice.
Yeah, it's a really weird choice. What did Miyamoto mean by this?
He was watching too much Dragon Ball Z, right? He's like, man,
I've been inspired by Frieza. Oh, Jack Black Frieza would be really funny. Jack Black could pull out a full-throated monkey.
A full-throated monkey. Anyway. So then it's like, all right, you got to beat up Donkey Kong to prove to me that you're strong enough and we'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty fun action sequence.
I like how it has the exact same pacing that Naruto versus Hinata's cousin or sibling or whatever has.
Neji?
Where Mario gets beat the shit out of for the entire time until the last quarter.
I would have lost my mind if they just... did that exact animation sequence where Neji's beating the shit out of them that they stole from Cowboy Bebop. Then Mario gets a fucking cat suit power.
Mario gets his fursona.
Yeah.
And he gets
and
really
he fucking
into
powers
it.
Up. Yeah, which is weird. It's like he fucking, like, marked his territory. It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, the part where he pisses on Donkey Kong, strange choice.
Right in his mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what Miyamoto meant by all this. It's very weird.
What was his plan?
What was he cooking?
Yeah, what was his plan? Then, like, alright, we'll give you the Kong army. Now, interspersed between all this stuff, we keep cutting back to Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
Being great, and like they're reporting that Mario the plumber's with him, And he's like, so does the princess seem to like plumbers?
Can't believe Jack Black got to play it in, so.
The part where fucking Kamek dresses up as Peach.
Oh, that's great.
So he can roleplay, and he's trying out that fucking shitty pickup line.
Also, Kamek's very into it. It's funny. He's like, yes, it will work, Bowser. Yes.
Yeah, and then also we get cut-ins with Luigi in jail.
In jail.
With the Luma.
Yeah, with the fucking nihilist Luma.
That character is the most Illumination character in the cast.
Is
like,
it really?
All their movies have like a funny little nihilist type character. This is the most like extreme nihilism type character they've done, though.
Okay.
It was funny,
see,
though.
I think they should have done what they did in Smiling Friends, and Luigi comes up on them with a gun.
please, I don't want to die.
Come on, man, I was just going to kill you. Yeah, then we get the cool go-kart scene.
Yes, the beginning sequence I like a lot, where they recreate the kart creation from Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
And Toad does what every Toad player makes and makes the biggest dumbass vehicle in the world.
Yeah, it's like, alright, Toad, you're not, like, compensating for something?
He's also entirely useless during that car sequence.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And then, yeah, that sequence happens. I like the part where the enemy kills himself and becomes a blue shell.
Why'd it turn into Mad Max?
Because it was good.
I liked it a lot, but it was insane.
Because they just left Thunderdome, all right?
Yeah, there's that sequence, and then Mario and Donkey Kong, they get eaten by the fucking eel.
Right before that, the entire Kong army gets captured, making them entirely useless.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That it's like it happens almost instantly.
It's like, we're gonna go and ambush them, and then Bowser's like, well, what if I counter-ambush? And it's like, it's a bad magic match where it's only blue players.
I see, I'll counter your spell, I'll counter your counter, I'll counter your counter, counter your counter.
And nothing happens, and it's a terrible match.
Yeah, it's like that one fucking image for Devil May Cry 3. It's like, but if you get in, but if you don't get in.
Yeah, with Virgil, it's a Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so they get captured, and then Donkey Kong and Mario are stranded. Inside the eel.
They get eaten by the Super Mario 64 eel. I'm glad that's a pull they chose.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing that everybody remembers.
One of my favorite gags while they were in the eel was when a blooper lands on Donkey Kong's eyes and it matches his emotions of what his eyes would be.
That was pretty good,
I found it very cute.
How did they get out of the eel? I don't remember.
They use a rocket DK Country returns a rocket out of there.
Right. Okay, yeah, they use that rocket thing.
Which, there were way more Donkey Kong Country references than I thought.
Yeah, they're setting up the Donkey Kong Country movie.
Like, oh, are they? Like, for real?
I mean, that's just me speculating.
But, like, I'm a huge mark for Donkey Kong Country Returns, so when they did that, I became Soy Jack and started clapping and pointing.
And the kids behind him were like, Bobby, why are you doing that?
And I'm like, you don't appreciate it. Gosh.
Just leave him alone, honey. He's drunk.
I see Ryan Gosling, and I just go, that's me.
Just me in the theater slurring, Donkey Kong. Oh, we forgot to mention uncredited DK rap plays during the Mario and Donkey Kong fight scene.
That fucking sucks.
I mean, Grant Kirkhope, it does suck. He should be credited, but yeah. I'm like, oh, whatever, it's Grant Kirkhope. He has jobs. half the Banjo-Kazooie soundtrack is stolen.
Hold on, are you... Oh, no, wait, you're doing that thing where you, where it's like, oh, some of these songs kind of sound similar.
Yeah.
Fucking... I don't think that song sounds like a gum commercial. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like that guy who is the Budokai composer. Budokai 2.
Yeah, Tommy Tallarico.
Yeah, it is. Tommy Tallarico, a composer of Budokai. Dude, okay, look, even though he plagiarized music, I think they should have still kept using it.
It would have been funny.
It's like, yeah, he plagiarized, but who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. But anyway.
Donkey Kong and Mario got out. Princess Peach is heading back to the castle.
Yeah, because she had, Bowser wants to get married.
This is like 3/4 of the way through the movie. This movie moves so fast.
Yeah, it does.
It's fine, because when she gets back to the castle, Bowser posts a nice guy movie. He's going to massacre and commit genocide unless she marries him.
He's like, women like this, right? Right? I got dating advice from Char.
He got dating advice from fucking Andrew Tate. It's like Peach. It's like, Peach, I know you want me. Okay, I have a Bugatti.
Peach, look at my castle.
Brent, what color is your Bugatti?
Has Bowser never seen Star Wars 2?
Yeah. But then it's like, okay, now it's wedding time.
Mm-hmm. I was seeing that scene, I was like, man, Peach is really just going along with it. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then the twist.
He's like, I'm going to kill all these prisoners for you, my honey.
For you, my boo. Hey, Discord kitten, I'm going to do a genocide real quick.
Fucking, and I like how you see King Babam in the wedding audience.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
That was pretty good.
When he sits on one of the Koopas and makes it go back and forth, I start soyjacking again.
And then the kids started screaming again.
It was a good time.
You know, I'm glad I went to this on premiere night, like 7 p.m. There weren't too many kids. There was a whole row of people that were cosplaying as Mario.
That's weird. Good.
No, they're brave. I salute them. Our Mario army. Our Marmy.
Yeah.
No.
And then Peach saves the day with an ice flower.
Her dress becomes even prettier. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't make the what killed the dinosaurs pun, so I'm a little upset.
So Brent and I have a mutual friend that is down bad for Peach, and I get it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Is he a turtle man?
No. What?
What?
Is he a turtle man with spikes and breathes fire and also voiced by Jack Black?
I haven't seen him and Jack Black in the same room. But that also means Jack Black has said the N-word before. I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that.
I was going to be like, Jack Black coming out of Black Dude would be weird.
I would be. Is he going to be like the fucking one person from the... Was it the NAACP who was like, I'm transracial? Like, all right.
Yeah, you go for it. Whatever.
Anyway, so the wedding scene happens, and it's a...
It's a fun sequence.
Mario and Donkey Kong come there. Yeah, it's a fun sequence.
There's then, the part where she freezes the lava, or the chains. Like, they use the Mario power-ups really well throughout the entire movie, where people do stuff
with
them.
Yeah.
I like that Fire DK got frosted tips.
Yes, he became Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Mario and DK get the Tanuki. Mario gets Tanuki. DK gets the Fire Flower.
Just imagine the entire Mario movie, but it's Guy Fieri instead of Seth Rogen.
I would take that movie. I would take that movie right now. Hold on. Who do I have to kill to make this movie?
Seth Rogen.
Okay. I'm on my way. He's got to pay for the crimes of This Is the End. Don't watch This Is the End. That movie fucking sucks.
Hold on, wait, hold on. This Is the End.
Isn't that
it's a rapture movie.
Is that the one where they're playing themselves?
Yes.
Okay, Seth Rogen's the director. Okay.
And a bunch of celebrities go through the rapture. It's dumb. There's an entire bit where they're just screaming, "We're not going to rape Emma Stone," while Emma Stone's behind a door. They were not cooking.
I don't know. I don't know about that one, Chief.
What did Seth Rogen mean by this?
But was he cooking?
Yeah, the part of the Mario movie where Seth Rogen's like, "What? Come on, I'm a monkey. I can say it." Was kind of weird.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Yeah, I like a lot of like the power-up representation in this. That's pretty good. And then
the Mario and DK fight scene just has incredible violence.
It does. It's pretty good. Well, one of the other things I like is I like the depiction of Peach in this movie. I was worried they were going to go too far and be like, and she'd be like, "Oh, look at that. See, girls can do this too," and all that stuff. But like, no, she's just a...
her bit of like, "Yeah, I cleared the obstacle course first time."
That was pretty good.
My main thing is, if they're going to bring in Daisy, she has to be psychotic. She has to scare everyone who interacts with her.
Except for Luigi, who gets crazy horny.
Don't bad.
He's like, "Why? This? She's just normal. Don't worry about it. Have you seen her feet?"
Luigi's an admin on WikiFeet.
"Luigi, why do you keep talking about her feet? What? That's so weird."
"What? Don't worry about it. She's just a soccer player. Support."
Hold on. Who the fuck is on this writing staff? Who the fuck is Schnan Schneider? anyway, and then you have the part where
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino in this movie will also play a character who gets to suck on someone's toes.
Yeah, Wario.
No, I don't want Quentin Tarantino to be Wario.
Listen, he fits the face real well.
No.
Just use camera tricks to purport. Oh, wait, no, this is live action. What am I talking about?
We need Danny DeVito as Wario, right?
That would be pretty good.
And then Willem Dafoe as Waluigi.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I would lose my mind. "Luigi, I'm your dark half." I'm fucking losing.
Yeah, then Bowser shoots a big bullet bill.
Yes.
And
Mario redirects it into a pipe. Genocide by nuking the entire
Mushroom
Kingdom.
And Mario accidentally launches it into New York and causes 9/11 too.
It is true, yeah.
That's all I could think was when he sent it to the pipe. I'm like, that's going to hit Brooklyn.
It's going to hit the fucking tower.
It's going to hit the third tower.
Mr. President, a second bullet bill hit a tower.
But yeah, and then now they're all in New York. And they got to fight and beat back Bowser. By doing a double rider kick.
Yes! Yeah, why did he do a Kamen Rider at the end?
It was so good. I was clapping.
Also, another thing another thing in this film that they did a lot is the pee run from Mario Bros. 3, where they have their arms extended they're gonna fly, and that's always.
I was like, "What the fuck do you mean pee run? Is this something I don't know about?"
No. When you get full pee meter.
That's why Raven had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I had full pee meter.
God damn it, you got there before me. And then, you know, the movie kind of all ends happily ever after. It looks like they moved to the Mushroom Kingdom.
No, you forgot. They put Bowser in the cum jar.
I forgot about that.
Also, I understand trying to get out of New York. I bet their rent is horrible.
Yeah, but Rent in the Mushroom Kingdom. Yeah, but Kingdom's a lot better.
But they were living with their parents, so it was fine.
I mean, and they're fucking, I would leave my parents' place members. To live in a weirdo royalty.
Oh, no, I mean, I was saying they don't have to pay rent.
I mean, they might have to contribute some.
Nah, maybe.
When I lived with my parents, I had to contribute rent when I was, what, they're like early 20s is what they're depicting the Marios.
Yeah, it's fine, but you're half pedo, so that. It's whatever.
What? Hold on.
hold on, wait a minute.
I didn't live with that one. This was a non-pedophile household. I know. Insane.
Anyway, then the movie ends, and we get two post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
I left the post-credit scenes because John Wick was happening right after.
That makes sense. Let's see. The first one was Bowser playing the piano in a birdcage.
They let him out of the cum jar.
Yeah. The second one was teasing Yoshi.
Yoshi.
That's exactly what happens. You did see it.
It did the slowed down Yoshi voice.
Yoshi.
It was fat Yoshi.
Yeah, that's the end of the Mario Bros. Movie. I think we all liked it.
Yeah, no, I quite liked it. I saw people giving it like 9s and 10s. I'm like, it's an Illumination film that didn't make me mad. 7 out of 10.
I'd rank it though.
Yeah. I would maybe give it an extra point if there was a version that didn't have the licensed music.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if it played more Mario music, I would have been more hype on it.
I'd give it an extra 2 points if they went a jump to the sky turns into a Ryder kick.
It did do that though.
But it didn't. But it didn't say the line. A jump to the sky turns into a Ryder kick.
Yeah, you get the guy from Monkey Magic to come in and record that.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Riven, we should continue Kamen Rider 01 at some point.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I have yet to meet the Elon Musk character, I guess.
Oh, man. He's the best. It's difficult to do it when our schedules are now opposite.
Yeah. Very sad.
No, it's fine. It's right? Cool right? You just need a jacking break, all right?
Aren't I usually online or at home when you're online after work?
I don't know, because I go to bed at like 10:30 normally.
Oh yeah, rip.
Anyway, that was the Mario movie.
Very fun, very good. You got kids? Yeah. Take them see it.
Yeah, it's good. Andrew, do you want to take over for the D&D movie?
Right. So this movie opens with that David Lynch speech, right?
Oh my god, I forgot about this. Again.
Yeah. So. Do you want me to take it? Do you want me?
Yeah.
So you go they're like, oh, you know, going to see this Dungeons and Dragons movie. Just got the cast there. It was like, you know, you guys are the real heroes, seeing a movie the way you should in a theater. So I looked at my friend who was with me. I was like, I didn't know David Lynch directed this film. And he's like, what? I'm like, oh yeah, you wouldn't get it. David Lynch says, fuck watching films on your phone. Anyways.
Watching a film on your fucking phone? Get real.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I know Riven has D&D experience. So does Brent, because I DM'd for that motherfucker. And now we get to talk about that army of apes and wolves he wants to talk about.
Oh, man, that was great. So there was a D&D campaign we did a few years ago where one of us had... Were they raised by wolves?
No, so what it was, there was an NPC knight that joined them who, when randomly rolled up, had raised by wolves as their background. And I just so happened that I planned an encounter with an army of wolves they had to fight. And one of them was like, hey, have him roll diplomacy. I'm like, okay, have him roll diplomacy. Natural 20. I'm like, what do you do? I'm going to try to persuade the wolves to join our side. Roll again. Another natural 20.
Holy shit.
So this is a fucking army of wolves. But before that, Right. So in the first fucking session, that you know, they fought this boss, which they won round. Right. Literally, this guy died in 6 seconds. So then, like, I had him fight a second boss in this next session. They almost all died to that, and I enjoyed that. But as a reward, they got a bag of fuck, what was it called? I think it was a bag of tricks. But if it was the one that you pull up the little fuzzball and it turns into an animal. So they pulled out two gorillas and a baboon. And then they one-shot the next boss with two gorillas and a baboon. Safe to say, I took the bag away from them because they could not be trusted.
No more bag privileges.
Yeah, but then, you know, they had an army of wolves. And they had to go up a mountain. And one of the guys like, I'm going to play Song of Storms to fight this boss on top of the mountain. I'm like, well, everyone needs to make a con saving throw. Everyone fails, except for the knight and the army of wolves. which, again, the knight and the army of wolves won around this boss.
Damn, we do need to set up a D&D campaign.
Shit gets wild.
I'm running a D&D campaign right now. That shit tough.
Yeah. DMs aren't appreciated. Because, you know, you give them a bag of tricks and they pull out two baboons, two gorillas and a baboon, and then they fucking one-shot a fucking velociraptor. Fucking... Oh, there's that time.
You know what?
When they fucking hired the second JoJo campaign.
Oh yeah.
And you had the skateboarder guy.
Yeah, my fucking stand Superman, which is the most complicated bullshit I made.
This motherfucker had fucking flow charts and fucking graphs.
Yeah, he had a spreadsheet. I saw.
Oh yeah, I remember showing you that goddamn spreadsheet.
Which then when Fighty fucking, I can't even fucking, what's his name from Tony Hawk, the fucking
Bam Margera,
yeah, was that it, the fucking the rival skateboarder kid, whatever,
no, it was Eric Sparrow, that's
right. Oh, Eric Sparrow, yeah.
Yeah, that was his rival, and he put up a wall of fog, and then one of them threw a rocket. I'm like, alright, roll a disadvantage, another natural 20. I'm like, how the fuck do you fuckers keep doing this shit? Anyways.
There was a movie y'all watched.
There was a movie somewhere. Yes.
It was also surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was pretty okay. I would have enjoyed it better if Hasbro wasn't a shit company, along with Wizards of the Coast being a shit company.
Yeah.
If they weren't awful people. Anyways, yeah. I mean, it's a standard, you know.
Was it better than the D&D movie from, like, the early 2000s?
It is so much better than that one. I don't think about
look,
that one.
Look, that other look, one. Look,
but I'm it doesn't to... have that funny actor.
Look, Raven, I'm trying to convince Brent to watch it again to do a spoiler that cast in all three of those movies.
Oh, I'd be down.
Oh, God.
Finally, the joke can't take it too far. Can now go too far.
That'd be a fun way for me to watch the new D&D movie of just marathon all three.
Yeah, you marathon all three, and then you watch the new one, and it'll be great.
Oh, wait, the new one isn't in the... Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
No, the original three is that one from the early 2000s and two shitty animated ones.
Yeah, they're bad. Britt didn't know there was three till I told him.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah, the new one's pretty good. Like, surprisingly funny. Some good practical effects.
I think the cast is very milquetoast.
Yeah. I think the cast is overall fine.
As a more active DD player and DM, if you're going to have, you know, a party of four, don't let half your party be humans. And if you're going to be an elf, be a full elf, then be a fucking half elf. Cop out bullshit. You only pick half elf if you want your character to have a beard. If there's no beard, just be the fucking full elf. And why the fuck was the tiefling druid normal human skin color? Why was the bitch not purple or blue or red. I know why, because they try to get a wide group of audience. Fuck you, Hasbro.
Well, we all know only racists play D&D.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
And crypto bros.
Well, they're inherently racist.
Oh, yeah.
That comes built in with your NFT.
I mean, playing the D&D is on crypto bros and racists. That's what Hasbro told me.
Oh.
Oh, God, aren't they removing, like, more, like, race-mixing stuff?
No, so what... So... It's really fucking stupid.
Not the
stupid.
Race mixing.
I mean, so it's really fucking stupid. So what essentially what it is, like, half races don't technically exist anymore. And one, they're not called races anymore. They're called, like, species or some shit, which is fucking stupid, whatever. Like,
that's a bizarre change.
Whatever, that's stupid, whatever, bullshit, whatever, I don't give a shit. It is what it is, it's stupid. So what it is, like... You're neither race that your parents are, but you're both at the same time kind of bullshit, but half races don't exist. You can just pick and choose which character traits you want from that race.
What?
Yeah, no, so D&D 1, which what's going to be 6th edition is going to be, is just going to be 4th edition all over again.
And 4th edition was bad, right?
Yeah, it was very bad.
So this is crazy that... system that people play nowadays called Pathfinder 2nd edition.
Oh, no, that's great.
Yeah, no, Pathfinder 2nd edition is great. I need to switch our group to it.
I agree 100%.
Didn't Pathfinder start because 4th edition was so bad?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It's also made by the... super in love with 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, very excited for the next D&D-like to come out after this one, Road Looker.
I mean, it's also, they helped write the original gaming license.
Yeah.
Which, that's why, like, when Hasbro was trying to change it, like, no, fuck you, we were there, we wrote it. The fuck you talking about? You can't just change this. Because Hasbro wants more money.
Right, yeah, I remember that shit with the open gaming license.
Because the money might be in your wallet, but that's their money, and they want it back.
Yeah.
I think Paizo will be able to fight off Hasbro just because of how popular they are. They have a shit ton of games now.
Oh, and
they're
a
well-established brand now.
Oh, yeah, and Paizo fucking wrote, like, the fucking original OGL, so, like, they know what it says.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's... So, like, Hasbro could try to take them to court, but it, like, would not end in their favor.
They have enough money to hire good lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a movie at some point, but now I'm going to talk about, you know, politics and, you know, the gaming world.
Fuck. Wait, there's politics in my D&D?
Wow.
What the fuck?
They put woke women in my D&D.
Yes.
God. Let me guess, D&D has pronouns, doesn't it?
Maybe.
The half-elf has blue hair and pronouns.
Look, if you're fucking half elf, that better be half sea. Also, that blue hair makes no sense.
But yeah, apparently the creators of this movie, they don't like it when people go off script, so this movie doesn't have shitty improv humor.
Hey, that's good. Even though D&D is quintessentially shitty improv humor.
See, I like how Riven got to make the joke this time.
And I haven't seen the film.
But the cool thing about D&D improv is that it can be pretty good, like, especially because you're between friends.
Yes.
The problem with like movie line improv is that it's typically really fucking bad, like Ghostbusters 2016.
Well, D&D improv is delivered by humans. Hollywood actors are a subspecies. You can find it in Monster Manual. I have the stat block right here. Please, intelligence 6.
What is the challenge rating?
1/4.
You could. I mean, it's not zero, which I'm surprised. But
hey, they can put up a fight. They have enough money.
No, they just throw money at you. I see.
Yeah.
So the charisma's at a net 20 at a quarter level. I see.
They do have a debuff where occasionally when they do improv, there's a 75% chance their charisma goes to a 6.
I see.
It's all there in the book. Gygax wrote it himself.
Thank you, Gary Gygax.
And God bless America.
There's a movie at some point.
Yeah.
There How is does a movie. It start even?
I like a professor so game.
What? What does that mean?
Hey, you ever play Skyrim?
Yeah. Do they wake up on a cart?
I mean, not the main party, but a character does.
Get this fucking open like Skyrim, goddammit.
Falling asleep in there, eh, traveler? Or finally awake, eh, traveler? Got captured.
Waka, why are you here?
Listen, I do a bad Nord impression.
Apparently.
Like, what the fuck is Waka from Final Fantasy 10?
Wait, Waka's a Nord, it all makes sense with the racism.
Yeah?
Oh, shit.
Hey, brother, we gotta defend the homeland. Death to the Imperials.
Would Waka and Skyrim also call the enemies sandblasted grease monkeys?
Yes.
I need to replay 10, but anyway.
Yeah.
So, they're in a snow prison, right?
Yeah, they're in the ice prison because I think he was an orc. They got arrested and thrown into the cell with the main party, and he tries to rape the what's her face, Helga. Huh? Helga.
Michelle. Michelle Rodriguez.
Family. Yeah, and then she kicks him in the balls, or some shit.
Also, I just realized the main party, it doesn't have a dwarf, does it?
No.
Fucked up that Warhammer Vermintide has better representation.
Yeah, I know. I was also very upset there's no short person in the party. They could at least give me a gnome.
Oh, who's that dude in Game of Thrones who's short?
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, they should have Peter Dinklage in there.
Maybe in the sequel, I would enjoy that.
That or literally just get Gimli's actor again and be like, we got him. Eat mean, there, it, nerds.
There is a cameo to the original cartoon, D&D cartoon party.
I've never watched that cartoon.
Yeah, but there's they were in the games later on in the film.
Hmm.
But anyway, so then we get their backgrounds and how they're trying to break out of prison, even though they're going to get the pardon anyways, which is a very D&D-esque move to do anyways. Because you're already going to let your members go for you. Like, we're going to bust out. And it's like, why?
Yeah, fucking Chris Pine sitting there explaining his backstory.
He was a music cop.
What? What does that mean?
So
he was a harper.
He was a harper.
Oh, harpers. Okay.
Yeah. He was a music
My
cop.
Main context with Harpers is just Jahira being annoying in Baldur's Gate 2.
Yeah.
People on the internet will be mad that I said that.
It's fine. But anyways, so their whole plan to break it up was one of the people on the prison council was an Arakakra, which, gotta admit, the costume, very practical. Looks very nice. It's
great.
Which, one of the things I say at the pro about this movie, we get a lot of different races, like Dragonborns, Arakakras, and like Tabaxi, and like pretty decent costume. I mean, granted, they're background characters, and I'd rather they be in the foreground and part of the main cast, but whatever. Hasbro's trying to catch a large net, maybe in the sequel, who knows? Which I think is bullshit that they didn't let, the Tiefling be a different skin color when people want to fuck Gamora and whatever the fuck her face is from the fucking Avenger films. The blue cyborg bitch.
Oh, yeah,
Her sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, her.
I don't know, man. Don't talk to me about Marvel stuff. I'll leave the call right now.
What was Thanos cooking?
What was he cooking?
What happened to Shame? It's probably my favorite one of those thumbnails.
Anyway, so they bust out, even though they're already going to get let out, and then they go back to the... I can't remember the name of the town they went back to, because it wasn't Neverwinter.
Waterdeep?
No, it wasn't Waterdeep. But they were looking for Chris Pine.
I'm
going to
shoot a random one. Ravenloft?
Or whatever. Sure. We'll go say it's Ravenloft, even though it's completely not Ravenloft. It's a completely different plane. But anyways.
Dude, I don't know D&D lore. Shut up. Don't yell at me.
Anyways, so, because Chris Pine left his daughter behind with one of the guys in the party, Forge, you know, the con man rogue, who would totally never betray them. Anyways, like, oh, it's not here. I wonder where they're at. As they're in the tavern, they pick up a napkin. It just says Forge's face, because he's the new, he's in charge of Neverwinter. Because of reasons. Because you see Chris Pine and What's-Her-Face from Fast and the Furious movies.
I do gotta...
Michelle Rodriguez, yeah.
Yeah.
I do gotta ask, does this film affect D&D lore? Or is it just fun goofy?
I mean, it's set in the Forgotten Realms. I mean, it's goofy, but it's in the Forgotten Realms.
Yeah.
But anyways, so they got caught because they were robbing a place because... Chris Pine used to be a good guy, but then his wife got killed by the Red Wizards. And he's like, oh, fuck these people. I'm gonna become a thief and make money. And then that's how they all got together. They formed a band. They robbed people, and they were hired by this completely, totally not evil wizard lady with too much eyeshadow.
That is the evilest wizard lady I've seen in anything recently.
Did she look like, racist, too?
No.
Nah.
She was just white.
I mean, there's a 50-50 chance at that point. Listen, evil wizard and racist go hand in hand.
But I mean, that's also just totally it's something true. That would happen in a D&D campaign. You describe this person as complete, you know, evil looking asshole, and the party's like, oh, I trust them. They would never betray me.
But what if they're cool?
Probably just misunderstood.
Yeah. So
they're
anyways, so
ooh,
they,
baby.
So they go to the rob like a fucking like Harper like prison like stash, where they keep all the evil items. So Chris Pine get a fucking tablet of resurrection to bring back his dead wife. But him and the family bitch, I can't remember her name, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holga.
That's her name. They get caught in the time spell, so they get captured and thrown in jail. So anyway, they go to Neverwinter. His daughter hates him because Forge lies because he was an evil lying con man the entire time. Wow. It's obvious, and as a DM, it's obvious, but the party still falls for it.
So when you said a time spell, I thought this was like the Fire Emblem Awakening time portal.
No,
that they
no.
shot the babies into.
No, different time spell. She activated her stand the world.
It's a world though.
Anyway, so we're just like, oh, Chris Pine and Helga, you're wanted criminals. Well, I'm gonna arrest you now, toodles. And then you know they get escorted out, about to be executed. They escape, and like ah. Oh, we gotta get the band back together. And by that, I mean, we need to go get our sorcerer, which is the fuck, what's his name? Simon, I
think? Simon, yeah.
Who is a wild magic sorcerer, because what else would he be when you're playing a sorcerer? If you're not picking wild magic, you ain't picking right.
I don't know, last time I played, well, I was playing Pathfinder, so I don't think they have wild magic, but I was a sorcerer with a devil bloodline.
I see, yes. So they get Simon, and his introduction scene's great because he's putting on a shitty magic show, but then he's robbing the people behind their back with magic.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then he gets caught, and then they escape. And they're like, yeah, we need you to break this magic seal in this vault so we can rob Forge Blind and get my daughter back. He's like, well, do you know what kind of enchantment's on there? And they're like, no. He's like, all right, we're going to need a druid so they can shapeshift in there. So they go to find Simon's ex-girlfriend, who's the tiefling. I can't remember her name.
Wait, so the party's
Her name
rogue?
Is Doric.
No. Chris Pines is a bard.
Wait, is it a party of only magic users?
No, because Rodriguez is the barbarian.
Oh, okay. I was so it's be mostly like, what magic a shitty users. Party makeup. Only magic casters. They're going to die in the first encounter.
Yeah, that's why they got the one berserker. They got the one tank. It's fine, it all adds out.
It all comes up.
So anyway, so then they recruit the tiefling bitch. She's like, I hate humans, but I hate that forge guy more because he's chopping down the rainforest.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm gonna team up with you guys. And they go to investigate the magic vault, and they get the name and everything. And the fucking magic guy's like, oh, I can't fucking break that. We need a special helm. And then Helga's like, oh, conveniently, my clan had that helm many 200 years ago. But we lost it in the battle, so they have to go talk to dead people. Because Simon has a spell to talk to dead people.
Yeah, speak to dead. It's fun for them.
Yeah, they can only ask them 5 questions.
And they only ask 1-4, and they just leave them there. He's very upset.
He's like, hello? Where are you guys going? I like how they kept accidentally asking rhetorical questions.
Yeah. And that counts.
That's very D&D.
Mm-hmm. And then the one guy died because he slipped out of the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. It's because they're talking to the corpses to get off their backstories. And one guy's like, yeah, I slipped out of my bathtub and broke my neck.
Which is also a very D&D.
Mm-hmm.
You try to come up with like so many character deaths that aren't just died in battle. But then we learned the helmet got left with his paladin, who is a human. I can't remember his name. Is like Zach or something.
Hold on, I got the fucking page up. Zink.
so
paladin zinc tablet.
Xenk.
Anyway, so his whole spiel was that he was from the country of the Red Wizards, and they turned everyone into evil, undead people. But he escaped in time and only breathed in a little bit of the evil gas, so he just gets to live forever.
Is that how that works?
According to this movie, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, where'd you get the helm? He's like, oh, I keep it in the Underdark. And they're like, why? He's like, well, would you expect to look for it there? And they're like, no. So they go and get it, and some assassins go to kill them, but they get eaten by a fat dragon.
Oh my god.
Yeah, a fucking heckin' chonker.
No, he has heart disease.
Does it look like Fat Spyro going, yum, I'm so full from cigarettes?
Yes, actually.
Look, on the secret lair for the D&D cards, right? He has exert, which is he gains flying, but he has to remain tapped until your next turn, which is, you know, because he's fat and can't fly.
But anyway, you fat fuck.
I mean, he ate like an entire kingdom. It's fine. But you know, Zerk kills the assassins before they get, you know, they reanimate themselves and get eaten by the dragon. They get the helmet. He's like, all right, well, I'm off to go do my own thing, and he only walks in a straight line.
Yeah,
because he's lawful good and he's extremely milquetoast, but he's the only good milquetoast because it's funny milquetoast.
It's like, is he gonna go around the rock? Nope, he's stepping over it.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that bit was funny. But then, like, Simon has to attune with the helm, but he's bad at attuning because he's shit. And he's like, oh, it's not working. So fucking Chris Pine's like, fine, we'll do a plan B and C and D and whatever. Because on the way to the, you know, the dead people, they stop by to see Helga's ex-halfling husband,
divorcee representation, let's go.
I mean, it's fine, it's because he's now dating, like, a Goliath woman.
Yo, fucking base. Massive win for Short Kings.
I was waiting for Britt to make the same joke again, but anyways. So she takes the walking staff she gave him, and Simon's like, that's not a walking staff, that's the hither-tither magic staff that lets you shoot portal gun portals. Which they use, you know, to sneak in.
And then they were promptly sued by Valve, right?
No, see, they only used blue, they didn't use orange.
Yeah, legally distinct.
Legally distinct. So they come up with the plans to invade, you know, Forge's castle during the High Summer Games. And, you know, to do that, to sneak in, they cast Minor Illusion, and the illusion just goes wrong. You know, Chris Pine's face just starts to melt. he skips like an OCD player.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So then, like, they break into the vault, but spoiler alert, the vault's empty because Forge is a thief, and he stole everyone's gold, and he's going to flee town. So once again, the party gets captured, and Chris Pryne's like, hey, I'm gonna make a persuasion check to see if we can compete in the games. And he succeeds, and they start to compete in the games. And then it just results of them, you know, going through the traps to get to the underground part, get outside to stop Forge at the boat.
Yeah, I really like the scene in the Colosseum where it's like the big maze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was a pretty fun scene.
With the displacer beast. Anyways. So they catch Forge outside, and he's like, oh, you caught me. I have been lying to you, dad, the whole time. I am an evil asshole. Who would have thunk? Anyways, they kick his ass, they steal the gold. But then it turns out the evil wizard lady was an evil wizard lady, but she worked for the Red Robes.
I'm shocked.
And then she's going to cast the same spell that was cast on fucking the Paladin's country to turn everyone in the Colosseum into undead, you know, slave people. But Chris Pine's like, what if I shoot this portal gun at the bottom of this boat full of gold and then shoot it at the hot air balloon to drop all the gold out into the city so the people leave the Colosseum?
Okay, I thought you were going to say Chris Pine was like, what if I shot the portal gun at her and split her in half?
That would have been
creative. And it just got ultra-violent for 1 second.
I mean, it gets ultra-violent later, don't worry. But anyways.
Oh, hell yeah, I love violence.
So the only people that died to the, you know, the red, you know, undead mist with all the rich assholes that were betting on everything. Which is ironic, coming from Hasbro. But anyways.
Tee-hee.
Political humor. Anyways.
They do a little trolling.
We do a little trolling here. So all the citizens get out, and the party has to go fight the big bad evil guy, which is the wizard bitch. But then, you know, they fight her, but then they, you know, stop her from using magic because they stick an anti-magic cuff on her. And then we get an Avengers scene where the juror turns into an owlbear and she just hulks out on her.
And then Chris Pine's like, well, that just happened.
You joke, but that did happen.
I know. I believe that's a trailer shot where they're like, owlbear? Owlbear?
Yeah. Man, those trailers were so bad.
They were.
Wow, is this like some sort of adventure?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
That one's the worst one.
Yeah.
So anyways, during the whole scruffle, Rodriguez gets stabbed by the red wizard knife. It's the same way Chris Pryne's wife died, and you can't fix that. Yeah, you can't cast greater healing on that. You just got fucked.
Oh no, he got wifened.
Yes, he got wifened.
So the entire fucking movie, like, you keep seeing this fucking dragonfly, which is supposed to represent his wife. You know, with the very ham fisted, she's like, you need to learn to let things go. And he's like, oh, fuck. My daughter never learned her real mother. Rodriguez is her real mother. Because she was the mother that raised her. So I'm gonna use the tablet to bring her back instead.
She wasn't the stepmom, she was the mom that stepped up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I would like to imagine Chris Pryne just being like, well, Rodriguez is hotter.
So then, you know, they have, you know, an Ewok kind of, you know, celebration in the treehouse that, you know, the druid people lived in. And then it cuts to the scene of Forge trying to escape, but he got chased down by Lawful Good Paladin, who walked a straight line the entire time.
Okay, that's a good gag.
Yeah.
And then
eventually being caught by the dumbass, I like it.
And then he gets thrown in the same prison, and this time it's him telling the story. But they deny his pardon, but he tries to escape the same way. But instead of a window being there this time, they put a brick wall. They learned from their mistakes. And then the movie was over.
Yeah.
Does that film also have insane fast pacing?
Can not as bad as Mario. Like, this movie's a little over 2 hours long.
Okay. It's like, okay. It's like 2.5 hours, yeah.
That's pretty chunky.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I skipped a lot. I did the speedrun version. Because
yeah.
it's pretty much just a D&D movie. What do you expect?
Yeah, do you really want me to go in-depth of recapping a D&D campaign? Just watch the VOD.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's go watch the 2-hour movie. It's fine. No, it's a pretty, you know, decent movie.
Yeah.
I think someone like Brent would put it on when he built IKEA furniture.
Yes, it's like the best compliment I can give it. It's the kind of movie you put on when you're building a table.
That's pretty good.
Or like you're packing boxes to move or something. Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to watch it for free, but I forgot to sign up with my work.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you were talking about when I was like, you want me to send you a camera?
No. I don't want to watch the movie from a cam. I watched Rise of Skywalker on a cam rip. And that's all I'll give that movie.
Fucking, the only movie I've watched with a cam rip was the third Madoka Magica movie. And subtitles switch from English to Portuguese halfway through.
Hold on. There was not only one movie, but there was three movies.
Yeah.
That first ripped one off was a recap Kamen Rider. That ripped off Kamen Rider Ryuki. I see.
I'm sorry, Andrew. You know more than that has trilogies.
No. See, the joke is that someone on GameFAQs a long time ago said Madoka Magica was just a ripoff of Kamen Rider Ryuki.
I'm excited to watch Kamen Rider Ryuki and find out.
I mean, look, the way they describe it, like, yeah, like, you give it that, like, basic, like, summary. Like, yes, they seem like the exact same thing. But, like...
Does Kamen Rider Ryuki also have Magical Girl Anne Frank?
I mean... I don't know how to answer that.
I'm just imagining Anne Frank with a Kamen Rider belt.
Henshin. She goes to fight the people storming her house.
You mean the Nazis?
Yeah. Oh, someone needs to make of that alternate reality. She gets a Kamen Rider belt.
And Anne Frank stopped the second 9/11, and then she went Bushkanda forever.
If I had artistic talent and I wanted to be canceled, I would probably draw that.
Just imagining. It'll be like gory, like the new Shin Kamen Rider of just Anne Frank eviscerating Nazis. What would her toy, what lines would her toy say? That'd be stupid. Avoid the train. Enter your true power.
Would she have the fucking, the driver from Kamen Rider Denno that's all about trains?
Oh god, don't remind me of all Denno. I hate Denno. It's so shit.
No, she gets the belt from Kamen Rider Ghost. Because she's dead.
Ghost is also shit. How do you name the two bad ones?
But yeah, those are those two movies that we watched. Well, you know, Riven didn't watch the second one, but...
No, I watched the Anne Frank Kamen Rider movie.
Okay.
It's been a good year for movies, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to go see Suzume, which seems good.
I don't know what that is.
It's an anime movie by the guy that did Your Name.
Oh, I barely know what that is.
Well, your name is Andrew.
Yeah.
It is, it's true.
Mm-hmm. What's that one post where it's like, hey, what's this anime? Your name? My name is Will.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, some good movies there. Very excited to watch Shin Kamen Rider next month.
That's going to be so good. I gotta look out for that, because I also want to see that.
Shit, we could probably drag you into the spoiler cast, too.
Dude, when I saw the shot in the trailer of Kamen Rider crushing people's skulls, I'm like, finally. It's just like Drive.
Kamen Rider Jive?
They should have Ryan Gosling play a Kamen Rider.
It's just like me, for real, for real.
Listen, after he plays Ken, he then gets one of the toy belts and becomes a Kamen Rider. It'll be perfect. He'll wear the drive jacket.
It's a suit with a fucking scorpion on it.
Yo! It's white and gold.
He fucking transforms like the guy from Kamen Rider Kabuto, where he gets a scorpion on his sword.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, what was his name?
I forget his name. He was the Noblesse Oblige guy.
Look, the two I remember were the Hell Brothers, because they were great.
All right, an American Kamen Rider is made. What actor plays the Kamen Rider?
Which Kamen Rider?
A brand new one. They're making a brand new original IP Kamen Rider. It's called... We gotta invent a stupid name.
Kamen Rider...
Ozone.
Ozone?
Ozone.
The guy that was in Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. That guy.
Bring him back.
Fucking,
yeah.
What the hell's his name? Stephen Ford, I think is his name.
Tommy Tallarico.
Yes, you get Tommy Tallarico.
Yeah, he directs the music. And he claims he directed the entire film. It's like, actually, Kamen Rider didn't get popular till I got involved.
Yeah, you know, I worked directly with Shotaro Ishimori. He's been dead for years, but...
I worked with him directly. He was one of my best friends.
I worked hand-in-hand with Anno, all right? I had a part in Evangelion.
Actually, Shinji was my idea.
I came up with him idea opening up the jar of mayonnaise. That was all me. I've never seen Evangelion.
I got this idea for a scene in a hospital. You need to hear me out.
I give Evangelion to Quentin Tarantino.
Okay. Alright, so I've been trying to figure out a way how to shoehorn in this conversation we had in the lost recording.
Just do it right now. Shunt it in like it's a poorly
the Burning
playing Man's,
the Burning Man's Soul.
Okay, Riven, I'm gonna send you a fucking song. Hold on a minute.
Alright, let me pause Borderlands 3.
Okay, I think we started... I think me and Andrew started talking about this because the guy who composed Shin Kamen Rider, Taku Iwasaki, he did, you know, various anime soundtracks like Gurren Lagann.
Yes, yes.
One called Persona Trinity Soul.
Okay.
I need you to listen to this song from Persona Trinity Soul.
I am playing right now.
Okay.
The lyrics don't start right away.
Yeah, it starts with an instrumental.
Okay, it's good. It started as penis music till the saxophone kicked in.
A little bit, yeah.
Don't read the comments; they're gonna spoil it.
And now I'm listening over Discord.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, you know it's a good instrumental.
It's got some swanky ass saxophones and a flute.
Yeah, now I hope this song or something like it shows up in Shin Kamen Rider.
Okay. This is a really breathy flute.
Yeah. Okay.
Just wait.
I'm currently a minute in.
At some point.
I assume something happens.
At some point, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is this detective music kicking in with the piano? Why do I recognize it? I'm like, why is MF Doom here?
This is the worst fucking rap I've ever heard.
I'm in the house like carpet.
This is like, oh, if man. Chip the Ripper wasn't a good rapper.
Like Chef Boyardee, my rhyme is truly cooking.
Oh my god. Yeah, we started talking about this in the Lost recording, and it's so fucking funny. If you go to the comments, they're great. It's like, beat good, tempo good, lyrics like carpet.
This song's fire, put it out.
This shit goes soft. Hidden talent, keep it hidden.
Lotus juice, flower water.
Oh, that reminds me of the other day my buddy sent me a remix of Sweet Caroline, and it's like an EDM remix, and it's the shittiest thing I've ever heard, and all the comments are like, that shit fire, put it out.
Goes hard on mute. Talent is chasing this man, but he's faster. Oh my god.
How delightful.
Anyway, so through this, I was talking with Andrew during the Lost recording. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know what we should do? Persona Trinity Soul spoiler cast.
Okay, how long is that game?
It's 26 episodes.
Oh, it's an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I heard. Yeah. Oh, I want to watch it then. That sounds fun. I love bad anime.
No. Oh,
I'm so excited.
I think the idea of doing a Persona Trinity Soul spoiler cast in the year of 2023 is really funny.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, that sounds really funny. I'll stop watching Gundam Devil Zeta to watch that. Why not?
I'm going to put it on 2x speed. Fuck you.
I can't do that. I have to absorb all the soul it has.
Soul? More like death.
You know, Discord added a fucking soundboard feature. I need to put in, I'm in the house like carpet.
Please. I need to use
that. Oh my god.
It's fine.
Every time I join a Discord call, I'm just going to use that. I'm in the house.
No, wait, don't play soundboard sounds right now. I can't add that to the recording.
It's fine. We have the backup recording.
It is right at the end. That would be the easiest thing to add.
It would be the easiest, but what if I don't do that? Yeah, the
Andrew's ruining the end.
I have ruined the ending. Congratulations.
I just need to put the fucking cyberpunk, like, if I want it, I'll fuck it.
Yeah.
Come.
Come. In 2077, what makes someone a criminal? Getting cocked. Oh, man.
Yeah,
right,
I think
that's the end of this
everything.
Podcast.
Yeah.
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 Yep, that's the end of this. Join us next time for Shin Kamen Rider. Then after that, Persona Trinity Soul, obviously, is what we're going to do.
I'm in the house like carpet, and if there's too many heads in my blunt, I won't spark it. I'll put it in my pocket and save it like rocket fuel. To everybody's gone and it's cool, then I spark it up with my brother. His mama named him Moan, but I call him Moan Lover, and he's more than a cover, he's a quill. We're putting shit together like the house that John built on a hill. Cause this shit gonna feel like velvet, turtle. My style fits tighter than a girdle. If you hate it, then you can just leave it like Beaver. But in a day or two, I'll make you a true believer in me. Cause like the alphabet, you'll see that ism kicks a rhyme, not your everyday soliloquy. Like Chef Boyardee, my rhyme is truly cooking. Peace to Matty Rich, cause he's straight out of Brooklyn, New York. I don't eat pork or swine when I dine. I drink a cup of Kool-Aid, not a big glass of wine. Or a Heineken, if you have time, I'll drop rhyme again.